Conversion. To be carnally minded is death, declared the Apostle Paul, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 39. See also Romans chapter 8, verse 6. In our fallen state, we often struggle with temptation, and we sometimes give in to the will of the flesh and the evil which is therein. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 29. See also Fall, pages 56 through 59 in this book. To be able to receive the blessing of eternal life, we need to be spiritually minded and conquer our unrighteous desires. We need to change. More accurately, we need to be changed or converted through the power of the Savior's atonement and through the power of the Holy Ghost. This process is called conversion. Conversion includes a change in behavior, but it goes beyond behavior. It is a change in our very nature. It is such a significant change that the Lord and His prophets refer to it as a rebirth, a change of heart, and a baptism of fire. The Lord said, "Marvel not that all mankind, yea, men and women, all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, must be born again, yea, born of God, changed from their carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness, being redeemed of God, becoming His sons and daughters. And thus they become new creatures, and unless they do this, they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God." Mosiah chapter 27, verses 25 through 26. The process of conversion. Conversion is a process, not an event. You become converted as a result of your righteous efforts to follow the Savior. These efforts include exercising faith in Jesus Christ, repenting of sin, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end in faith. Although conversion is miraculous and life-changing, it is a quiet miracle. Angelic visitations and other spectacular occurrences do not bring conversion. Even Alma, who saw an angel, became converted only after he fasted and prayed many days for a witness of the truth. Alma chapter 5, verse 46. And Paul, who saw the resurrected Savior, taught that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Because conversion is a quiet, constant process, you may be converted now and not realize it. You could be like the Lamanites, who, because of their faith in Christ, at the time of their conversion, were baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost, and they knew it not. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. Your continuing efforts to exercise faith and follow the Savior will lead to greater conversion. Characteristics of people who are converted. The Book of Mormon provides descriptions of people who are converted to the Lord. They desire to do good. King Benjamin's people declared the Spirit of the Lord omnipotent has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil but to do good continually. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. Alma spoke of the people who could not look upon sin, save it were with abhorrence. Alma chapter 13, verse 12. They do not rebel against the Lord. Mormon told of a group of Lamanites who had been wicked and bloodthirsty, but who were converted unto the Lord. Alma chapter 23, verse 6. These people changed their name to the Anti-Nephi-Lehis and became a righteous people. They did lay down the weapons of their rebellion, that they did not fight against God any more, neither against any of their brethren. Alma chapter 23, verse 7. They share the gospel. Enos, Alma the elder, Alma the younger, the sons of Mosiah, Amulek, Zeezrom, dedicated themselves to preaching the gospel after they became converted to the Lord. Enos chapter 1, verse 26. Mosiah, chapter 27, verses 32 through 37.
Mosiah, chapter 18, verse 1.
Alma, chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. See also Alma, chapter 15, verse 12. They are filled with love. After the resurrected Savior visited the people in the Americas, the people were all converted unto the Lord upon all the face of the land, both Nephites and Lamanites. And there were no contentions and disputations among them, and every man did deal justly one with another. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land, because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lying, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, nor murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites, but they were in one the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 2, and verses 15 through 17. Striving for greater conversion. You have primary responsibility for your own conversion. No one can be converted for you, and no one can force you to be converted. However, others can help you in the process of conversion. Learn from the righteous examples of family members, church leaders and teachers and men and women in the Scriptures. Your capacity to experience a mighty change of heart will increase as you strive to follow the Savior's perfect example. Study the Scriptures, pray in faith, keep the commandments, and seek the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. As you continue in the conversion process, you will receive exceedingly great joy, as King Benjamin's people did when the Spirit wrought a mighty change in their hearts. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 4. You will be able to follow King Benjamin's counsel to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord God omnipotent may seal you His, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 15. Additional references. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Alma chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Baptism, Holy Ghost, Salvation.